For Eminent Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. The Twins hosted the best team in baseball last night at Target Field, featuring the best player of this generation.
And he swings and cracks this one deep into the night, and that is a leadoff home run, number 6 of the year, number 30 of his career. Shohei Ohtani giving the fans a treat, and those in Dodger blue are on their feet, saluting a leadoff home run from Shohei Ohtani.
Twins radio with a call last night, a leadoff homer for the Dodgers as they go on to beat the Twins 2-1 at Target Field. Zebby Matthews gave up both homers in the loss, including the shot by Shohei.
Yeah, I told myself to get ahead, and I didn't do that. And in the two home runs I gave up, I fell behind both him and Freddie. But I really felt like in order to, have success against this lineup, to, just get ahead and keep them off balance, wasn't able to do that on those two APs, but able to work around it.
Twins lose and see their two-game win streak come to an end. Dodgers get their 50th win of the season. Game two is tonight at 6:40 from Target Field. Joe Ryan is out with illness, so Kendra Rojas is slated to take the mound for Minnesota. In the NBA, the first round of the draft is tonight in Brooklyn, and the Timberwolves made a move last night to set the table.
Randle with a slam inside, the finish with the left hand.
Man, that was strong.
That's an air ball, but Julius Randle with the offensive rebound, and he'll flush the putback.
Alan Horton on the Timberwolves radio network, remembering Julius Randle. He's a Timberwolf no more. Last night, the Wolves sent him and the 28th overall pick to Brooklyn as part of a three-team trade. The Wolves end up with the 33rd overall pick in return. Chicago was also part of the deal. Julius Randle is no longer a Minnesota Timberwolf. He now belongs to the Brooklyn Nets. The first round of the NBA draft is tonight. Second round is tomorrow. The NHL draft is Friday in Buffalo. Kevin Faulmus, Eminent Sports.